I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
No, really good work, Willie. That was the best joke that's ever been told on any one of our podcasts.
There we go.
I hope you got that. Did you get that, Willie?
I didn't.
Oh.
For fuck's
sake. Shit.
We can't tell it again because it's fucking...
Well, we can't tell anything we've been talking about for the last 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
We've been in studios for a meeting, and I think Jarch and I focused for 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
Out of what, 3 hours?
3 hours.
How did we work in actual businesses?
Ritalin.
But neither of us have taken that.
Correct.
I'm not winking.
What? I didn't wink.
Because, you know, I was obviously in Breakfast Radio. So I had to focus quite a lot in Breakfast Radio.
The only reason I laugh at that is because you've never once mentioned that. You did not work in Breakfast Radio.
Whoa.
For whom?
For Fitzy and No, we actually...
All right, if you're driving bedwetters, I'd strap in because this is going to be a fucking shit show.
An absolute shit show. This is going to be a big old dump truck of an app. We're gonna dump that fat ass
there
back
it
up.
Is. There it is. Plus, Willie just told the funniest joke I've ever heard and we didn't even fucking record it.
We weren't recording.
Mm. It's just ridiculous.
That happens to me all the time. I just say the funniest, darndest things.
What do you think?
And no one hears them because I live on my own.
Do you know?
So, you know, it's all the funny content only Kevin gets.
Don't bring the fucking bedwetters down first in the first 2 minutes.
Oh,
fucking loner. You know what show you'd be really good on?
No, I'm not having you be mean. You're going to say
fucking hell, Lou.
You're going to say something like...
Desperate Housewives?
The Biggest Loser. No, the actual show would
apologise to me, both
so
of you.
So sorry. The actual show that...
Sorry, Mummy.
Sorry, Mummy. The actual show you'd be good on as an adult would be Kids Say the Darndest Things. Because you could sit up there on that stool and just be like, I've actually ordered coat hangers from Amazon 2 weeks ago. And you'd go, no, you didn't. And you go, yep, I did. And I think that's really fun.
I can't even like back it because like that's what would happen.
It'd just be, just picture this: 6-year-old, 5-year-old, 6-year-old Louisa, 6-year-old, 5-year-old, 6, 6, 6.
I'm like Will Ferrell from Elf.
Sorry, you pronounced so many things wrong in that sentence. It was insane.
I'm like Will Ferrell from Elf.
You said it. You're like Will Ferrell from Elf. Will Ferrell from
like
Elf.
The elf, how he's like he's an elf, but he's Bigger than everyone else.
An elf.
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 Elf. That's what I'm saying.
Elf. You're saying elf.
I'm not saying elf, Stuart. You Stone are. The flaming crows.
Say elf and say elf.
Elf, elf.
Wow.
That's exact same thing.
Same thing, buddy.
If you two gang up on me this whole fucking episode, I'll come over there and give you a piece of my mind.
I reckon you say it into your phone and then listen to it.
Or just listen to it with your ears when you say it, you fucking idiot. You just said the same word twice.
Who are you calling a fucking idiot? Because you're looking at me and it felt like it was aimed at Willie.
It was aimed at you, bud.
Well, I think you're a fucking idiot.
Louisa.
So.
It's not appropriate.
Shove it up your ass.
No, elf. So you.
I don't. We don't need to go into.
So you are
this.
Like a child. You admit you're like a child. So,
well, sometimes everyone is though. You're like a child.
Correct.
You can't keep you occupied for longer than 3 minutes.
Well, Steph's tried, but
doesn't happen.
There's a 1:30 count timer on that bad boy.
Yeah. You got intermission.
Sorry, Mum.
For a minute.
She lifts. She goes, darling. Just the sexual innuendo of late. It's just a lot.
Well, look. We and just I said, "Yeah, well, help it."
I said, "Mum, when you got opinions like that, shove that back up your endo," is what I said.
Jack so. Edward Archdale.
I didn't.
I you did. Wouldn't speak
wouldn't
those dotheth words to your mother.
I doth not speak to my beloved mother.
Doth not speaketh those wordeths.
What song?
This episode is like a club with just us three.
Yeah, I know.
The bedwetters are listening.
Correct.
In on.
Correct. At least they're in on all of it. I think it's Tribute by Tenacious D.
Be you angels.
No.
We are but men.
But hold on.
Rock.
Hold on. Hold on. Shut the fuck up.
No. Stop. Stop it.
Yep.
You're actually being inappropriate.
Yep.
You need to rein it in and you need to take a look at yourself in the mirror and you need to say...
I don't like doing that.
Well, I wouldn't if I looked like you as
correct.
Well.
Correct, it's ratty.
But you need to say, check yourself before you wreck yourself, Jack. Right, so,
okay. The reason is, though, Louisa, because... Do they say the word senorita in that song? But they definitely say doth twice.
Is it doth? We are but men. No.
Get Can we get the up. Lyrics up to
Wikipedia?
He goes, and I was just listening to it the other day. I'm like, this motherfucker's saying doth.
It's a great song.
It's a banger.
Did I say thong? Did I say thong?
It's a great thong.
But like, I think the first time I said thong, that thong, the thong, thong, thong. Okay, bedwetters, we're trying to read as fast
so this
as we
the
can.
The greatest best tribute. Me and my brother go, shame.
Trying to read as fast as we can, but it's not looking good for all three of us.
Go down.
The beast was stunned.
Yes, here. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow, and the grass doth grow. Needless to say.
The beast was done. Awesome.
Be you angels.
Now, we are but men. Rock! Ah!
Maybe it was just the doth that got me. But anyway, they say doth 3 times.
It's a great song.
It's a fucking banger.
It's an absolute was there tsunami.
Did you have an end point to that, or was that just a bit of ADHD?
ADHD, Willie.
I think the end point, Willipedia, was the fact that they just said dolphins.
if I resort back to that meeting we had for 3 hours, at one point I was pretending to be a horse commentator and Jarch had his hat flat pulled over his eyes and there were a few other things. The Tommy Shelby stuff that we probably won't mention too much.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Should I do it?
No, your mum just told you to stop with...
Well, this is an innuendo. This is blatant sexual intercourse.
I wouldn't. I'm telling you not to.
Right, Linda. No. Right there, Linda. Yeah, work it. Work it, Linda. Oh, yeah, right there. Like that, Linda. Tommy, can't believe you're my brother. Fucking Linda.
Oh, I reckon Tommy's actually not bad. Little fucking root.
Oh. We found it very funny, the image of Arthur having to watch, what's his name? Tommy root Linda while Alfie was in the corner.
Peeny Blinders.
Peeny Blinders. Right. Oh, I like that, Linda. Right. Lovely, Linda.
That could be
right
on
there.
A...
Oh, right there. Now work the taint, Linda.
It was because we were talking about porn.
We were.
So that could be
Don't miss the balls, Linda.
That could be a... What do they call it? would be a Peaky Blinders cos. Is it called cosplay, or did I make that in my head?
Yeah, you knew what it was called, kid. You said cos very quick. He said
cos. Erotica?
No, it's cosplay. A bit of cos. They're dressing up as the Peaky Blinders.
Yes.
But then you turn it into erotica by making them buff each other.
But correct. But cosplay is a category. If you were to, go into Pornhub.
And you would know of that category well?
Mate, I've just been watching Peaky Blinders all morning.
Yourself.
Correct.
In the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
With nothing else there. Because Steve's at work.
All right. Right, Linda. Cracking set, Linda, right?
Well, Jack, let's get into the podcast, shan't we?
Shan't we, Louisa?
Like, Dothith, please.
So what'd you get up to this weekend, mate?
Well, I have been in New Zealand.
Fuck, that's right.
I had a wedding.
Now, run me through it.
It was a great time. So I went back to Palmy North. Now, I got a public service announcement.
Per se.
I've been giving Palmy North a bit of shit.
Yeah, bud. A lot of shit.
A lot of
shit. I've never heard you say a positive thing about it.
It was a great time.
Really?
I had a great time going back. It was very nostalgic and peaceful for me.
Okay.
Going through my old roots, you know.
Going through your old roots? Fucking hell, I better text TDD, hey buddy. I'll check up on the misso from the weekend.
I mean, like,
you know,
getting back to your roots.
Gregory, Tim, I saw Samuel. Blash popped his head in, literally. I saw...
I mean, going back to your old roots, you know?
I know, we know.
Okay, good.
We understood. You just had a great slip of the tongue.
TDD.
In more ways than one.
TDD has nothing to worry about.
Good.
My sweet little angel.
Good. Little.
Anyway, so our public service announcement, Palmy North was a great time.
Okie doke.
One thing that did infuriate me is that Stinky Lou is international.
Okay.
Because I went for a hot girl lap around Palmy North. And
okay.
Two different people
died.
Yelled out Stinky Lou. Like, I'm in Palmerston North.
Fuck me, bruh.
Like, I couldn't believe it. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? And one hot girl lap.
Two in one hot girl lap in a foreign country is pretty wild stuff.
It's a lot. So that ticked me right off.
You're out there stinking up that wall.
No, I was not.
Polluting fucking Palmerston North more than it already does.
But no, the wedding was fabulous. Taylor looked gorgeous. It's tough bit being a bridesmaid in the sense that you're getting your makeup done from like 10:30 in the morning.
Oh.
No, Jack, it is a big day to wear a lot of makeup. You got it on the whole day.
And darling, how'd you do it?
Well, Jack, I had my makeup done and then my hair done. And I've still got the hairspray in.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I haven't washed my hair.
You haven't showered since Sunday.
No, I've showered. I just haven't washed my hair.
Why did not? You get your fake tan over there as well?
Yeah, did you actually FT before the wedding, or did you just get the one before? Also, Dale, be careful of the couch. You're also blending into the couch. You're wearing all white. Now, we heard a rumour, didn't we?
I might leave this podcast.
Louisa.
I might leave you too.
Louisa. Don't, please, no. Will.
What's the rumour? Because I hadn't finished my weekend yarn yet.
Well, please keep spinning, darling.
Right. So, I did wonderful wedding, Taylor and Tyler. Great.
Sorry. Taylor and Tyler. Yeah, oh, yeah, we went through that.
Are you, you are the stupidest person I've met in my entire life. So sorry, but...
G'day, pot kettle. You, it's a fucking pleasure to meet you.
You literally did roses are red puns about them the entire last podcast.
Yeah, most of them were about rooting.
Yeah, and you said Taylor and Tyler about 450 times. Kid?
I just forget things very easily,
yes,
mate.
Yes, that's why I said you are the dumbest person I've ever met.
Okay.
So it's warranted.
Good word. Now, please continue.
So I did one of them.
That was the rumour I was going to bring up. So we heard a little rumour from a little birdie, a.k.a. mummy, you told us.
It's not a rumour. It's a statement.
Yeah. You just literally told us.
It's just a story.
It's a story. She spun the yarn.
I told a story.
That you did one of our infamous Roses Are Red. By the way, bedwetter, shout out to the lot of you because a lot of great ones in the comments. Mm. Fuck me, Dad. I was pissing myself. Which one did you do?
I did.
Recite it for us.
Roses are red. This wedding's a hoot. Come on, Taylor. Give that new hubby a root.
It's good stuff. It's really good stuff.
It went down well.
Did it go down well?
It went down very well. A lot so of people saying how... Your mum's right. Your mum's absolutely right.
Oi, would you say about my mum?
Oi, I said fuck off. I said you don't fucking speak about my fucking mum or I'll fucking come over there.
Leave my mum out of it.
You fucking come over there.
So, and how was the rest of your speech taken?
Good. It was very quick. Just a little bit about Taylor and I and then some nice heartfelt things about Taylor and Tyler.
Yep.
Then ended on that. And then it was just a big party.
Any other gags in there?
Nah, just a couple of lol memories. It was very Lemories. Short. It was about a minute and a half. But
you did a minute and a half?
Okay, let's call it 2.5.
Like that, though.
Nice and quick, in like and out. Like it. And then the travel home. No, Jack, it's just woke up, and then we had to drive to Wellington because you can't fly out of Palmerston North. And I was with one of my really good friends, Emma. She's got a baby called Teddy. He's about 1.5. He is the cutest thing you've ever seen. Like, he was very well behaved. So it was Em, Teddy in the seat between us and then me. So I was obviously helping her out. But it's a fucking shit show travelling with a toddler. Mm. So he's like, Em's got the pram. And well, he's she's
a
bit like.
Of a, he's more of a waddler than a toddler. He's a big boy.
He is. He's a little chubby bubby. He's
reminiscent, but. The cutest kids are the fattest kids.
He's adorable. He's got this little pukki, little tum-tum.
So he is reminiscent of a... He's very olive as well.
Yes.
Got dark brown hair. He's reminiscent of a young Lou.
He's so cute.
Well.
He is adorable.
More just the rotundness.
He is the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Correct.
What are you saying then?
Just saying he's a big unit. Like you were when you were young.
Yeah, so we were both big units. That's fine.
I know.
He's adorable. There's a little photo of him where he's got his hand on my shoulder.
So does he like Arnie Lou?
He loves me. We get along very well, Teddy and I. But so Em's walking with the pram down the aisle and she's trying to like fold it up and she's got a handbag over one. I think I've got Teddy holding him while she's trying to put it up the top. And then she opens up her handbag and she goes, fuck. She'd bought a pasta from the... Like, to take on the plane to feed them. It, like, a penne pasta, olives, capers, everything. Reds, like, all through her handbag. Like, she's, like, picking out penne pasta. She texts me just before and she goes, just found another one down the bottom.
Fuck.
Like,
me
it was fucking dead. Everywhere. And then we were trying to, like, entertain Teddy the whole flight home while still being, like, hungover and tired. And then as we were coming into landing, he's got his little headphones on watching Peppa Pig. The plane lands on one kind of wheel and goes da-dumf, like that. And I go, holy fucking shit, screamed it. Like the entire plane was just like, turned around and looked at me. I was like, and then Emma and I were in tears.
How can an entire plane turn around and look at you when you're in first class? That makes... We found a bit of a flaw in the yarn here, Willipedia. Look that up. Do you mean they stood up and got their binoculars out and looked up to the front?
Did your personal attendant run up and make sure you're okay?
We were in economy. Thank you very much. Down the back, actually.
Were you?
Quite far down the back.
Were you?
We were.
Okay.
It was a full flight.
Okay.
Everyone turned from the front and the back and looked at me. Because I had yelled, and then we started laughing and giggling and snorting.
Did you?
Yes.
Was the flight okay otherwise?
It was great. He was very well behaved, little Teddy.
Thank fuck. Because there's the danger there of being with a toddler that it's nightmare stuff.
Oh, yeah. He honestly was so well behaved. He got a little bit tired at the end and sort of stretching out. You know, they get a bit crying. Mm. Em's just the funniest one, though. She's like, come on, suck it up. Let's go.
Good. Love that.
It's amazing.
Mate, you need a bit of that in this day and age. Just a bit of tough parenting.
She's very, very, very good like that.
You know what I mean? I like that you did I love that you did a short and sharp speech.
Yes.
Because I've got a theory. It's not so much a theory. More of a factoid.
Okay, so the same as how you said there was a rumour and it was just a story that I told you? Perfect.
3 minutes before the podcast started. Yeah. A speech at a wedding that's too long, too indulgent, can derail the night.
Can you tell that one that you told me?
No.
Bugger.
But let's just say I've been to weddings where it's just gone on and on to the point where people are just going, fuck me dead, mate.
Like, it's always the oldies.
A lot of the time. I reckon at our wedding, everyone's got you and five I? Men's. Yeah, at our wedding. Okay. Correct.
Cool, yeah.
Sorry, Steph. I've got something to tell
you. All right,
Bevan. Something to tell you.
Yeah, sorry, 10-day date. Josh and I are now getting married.
So at our wedding, I'm thinking 5 minute max.
Perfect.
5 minutes max.
Yeah, I think 5 to 7's appropriate.
5 to 7 is appropriate. I can't even get angry at you
favorite
anymore.
Favorite thing when I shorten something and you just give me this look and then say the actual word.
That is exactly what happens every time.
You go, I appropriate.
I think, mate, if you're going on for 20 minutes, can fuck off.
And everyone's had a bit of booze by then when the speeches are going.
A lot of the time it's sit-down situation. Mm. So you're sitting there. I don't know if you fucking cunts know this, but if you're at in a friendly manner. No, in an Australian way. Australian
I
cunt.
I know, but
not
it
like
felt,
an American cunt.
That felt very aggressive.
Yeah, I agree, Willie.
No, very that was aggressive. More, I was saying that.
It was like as if we were idiots.
No, I was saying that to everyone.
I know, but it
not
felt.
Not just you guys. But that's
don't take your aggression out on us, buddy.
This was a happy
you're
cunt.
You're going boxing after this.
I am.
It's okay.
I am. Sorry, that wasn't like an abrasive one. That was meant to be of a friendly nature. Okay. Usually we can decipher.
Well, it felt very Luke abrasive to me.
Yeah, tell your face that.
Okay. You know what? I don't like this.
Yeah, well,
now
well,
I know how Lou feels,
exactly,
and I don't really.
Exactly, you fuckwit.
You know what? I realise I don't like it.
Yeah.
Will, come back on my side, please.
I think you need to chat yourself before you rat yourself, playboy.
Yes.
Holy shit, this sucks.
Thank you, Willie. It's about time I had
what
someone on my side.
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, so now you want to leave, don't you?
I'm
out.
No, I actually am leaving.
Good.
That's all it took.
He's done, finally.
You've been sitting here confident.
Thank God.
Fucking. A year and a half.
Yeah.
2 years.
Yeah.
Two jokes. And I'm like, no, ego's bruised.
I'm done.
I'm just.
No, it's
they
despicable.
They started attacking me.
And then Josh goes on a 60 Minutes of Tracy Grimshaw, a current affair, whatever the fuck it's called. No, it was appalling.
I just felt backed into a corner. I didn't feel like there was anywhere for me to go.
Well, I mean, they didn't have an HR department where we were.
What was I meant to do?
Independent. I had no one to turn to.
What was I meant to do?
And so, Mr. Usher, what actually happened to you? Well, one of them made a rat. Pun?
Yeah.
And that was nearly, about the extent of it. And it was just too much.
You were done.
I was done.
No, I've got a backbone and I thought, I'm standing up for myself. Yeah. I'm out of here. I am out of here.
I'm a strong, independent man in media.
I am not going to stand here and cop this on the chin.
Or lack thereof is what they said next.
You need to take that. It's okay.
Fuck, when we do this, I don't know where we were.
I don't know what we were talking about. Willie, you remember?
No, I've got no idea.
Speeches, 5 to 7 minutes. Your wedding.
That we've done that.
So, you aggressively food? Said, no, this is here. It's usually when you're sitting down, cunts.
Oh, great. Good memory. So if someone decides a sit-down wedding, someone decides, you know what, I've had a couple of whiskeys. I've also indulged in a few.
Someone?
Few reds.
Okay.
So definitely not me. Hate red wine. Now, if they've got their red wine lips. They've got the glass with them as they're talking. They've been rambling for 15 to 20. Everyone stops listening because no one's that entertaining.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Especially not you. Right, Willie?
Willie.
No comment.
Damn it, I thought we were back.
I'm going to start bringing in treats like the old witch from Hanselina and Gretel.
Oh, yeah, bribing Willie.
To Willie.
Bribe Will.
You go, hey, I bought you these brownies before the podcast.
Yeah, and start tearing strips off Josh, would you?
He's on my side.
Yeah, that's fair.
Take note after Josh finishes, it's Trinket Tuesday. It's Josh's turn.
Also got something to say on that. So all the blokes probably, because if you break the seal, I don't know, that's what I was saying. I don't know if you know this. You break the seal, you're done. It can
not
be
just
so,
blokes. So,
is it bad with birds too?
Oh, if I break the seal, I'm peeing all over myself.
Frequent. So frequent. But that's what we are. We're a piss.
Yeah,
we're a
I'm
piss
pissing everywhere.
We're a piss performing podcast.
My gown dress is soaked.
I've seen you, buddy. I just thought it was dew. I thought you'd been dancing on the ground and fallen, but that was pure urine.
Yep.
Good to know. So what happens is they finally finish their speech. Fucking half the wedding piss bolts out the bloody marquee. Literally.
Good stuff.
To piss.
Yeah.
So I'll be sitting there going, oh, fucking this guy, just shut the fuck up. You know, because you got to wait. So it's just.
But then you actually got up one wedding and said, shut the fuck up.
I did. Knocked out the groom.
Yeah.
Even though he wasn't talking.
Yeah.
His grandmother was, but she was just going on.
And he, you know, and growing up, he had these beautiful pair of boots. You loved them, didn't you, Daniel? And, you know, and he'd walk in them. And he'd go on the bloody Ferris go round.
What the fuck am I called? Merry go round. We knew from a young age that he was going to be a heartbreaker with those big blue eyes, didn't we, Daniel?
We did.
Didn't we, Daniel?
We also didn't know that he'd become a safe breaker, you know, during his thieving stage. Did 9 years in state penitentiary. But we don't talk about that as a family. We've let that go, haven't we, Daniel?
She's had 3 shandies and now she's ready to reveal all the family secrets.
And my husband was an adulterer. And he was a pig. Worked in advertising in the
He was a Found the pictures.
And I've always hated your wife, my boy. She is a grade A-whore. Righto, Nana. Nana, get Nana off the stage.
Too far.
Oh, she's an old bitch. She is. Jack, this is the character.
I know.
Not us.
But still, the language and you two.
You know, and at the end of the day, I thought the Germans had a point in World War II. Nana! For fuck's sake!
You know, the crazy Nana.
Old people.
I know.
They're racist.
I know.
So anyway, Trinket Tuesday, yeah. Huh?
We're getting a lot of hate for old Trinket Tuesday.
No, this is why we get hate for Trinket Tuesday.
Because our podcast is released on a Wednesday.
It's exactly right.
Wednesday.
A Wednesday. So one of the bedwetters was like,
Hey, idiots.
You know, we hear this on Wednesday. You record it on Tuesday. We hear it Wednesday. This Trinket Tuesday doesn't make sense. And I'm like, yeah, but considering the quality of this podcast, yeah. I think it's almost perfect.
Agree. And then I thought, okay, Louisa, do some preparation here. What could we do if it was on Wednesday? And I thought, Wacky Wednesday. And then I just thought, no, Trinket Tuesday will stay.
Trinket Tuesday.
And if you don't like it being released on a Wednesday, but it's a Trinket Tuesday and it's confusing you what day of the week is,
suck
fuck eggs. You.
Oh, my.
I saw one comment saying, you guys always talk about how this is live.
That was the
and
thing.
And you guys are stupid. We're stupid.
But that, like, that hey, is the, but that's the joke.
Yeah.
The joke is that
we go, oh,
we
no.
Kook it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But all the time, you hear us going, let's cut that. How
yeah,
would
yeah,
we
yeah.
do that live?
Yeah, correct.
Just.
If this was live, this wouldn't have lasted 3 episodes.
Oh, no, not even 1.
Not even 0.
Not even 0.7 of a basketball.
Fuck, good point, man. You win. Do you want? Should we do Trinket Tuesday?
Please. Do I close my eyes?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Am I closing my eyes?
Close your eyes.
I'm scared.
No, you're fine.
Am I putting my hands out?
Yep. Hold on. You're fine, doll.
Why is this scary?
There we go. Hands out.
Hands
out. One of my joggers.
So
the hawkers.
So I messaged you last night and I said, hey, don't forget it's Trinket Tuesday tomorrow. Didn't get a reply, so I thought he's seen it and he's doing hard work finding his trinket for Trinket Tuesday, and he sounded me a stinky hawker. A Clifton 9, to be precise.
A stalker.
A great shoe, but
a stalker.
Nonetheless, not a trinket, because we can't technically put that on the wall or do much with content with it, can we?
Guess what? I've double-crossed you.
Oh,
do have a trinket.
He's very good.
So
it's my other hawker.
Oh, fuck. She read me like a book. Now,
my eyes still closed?
Close your eyes. Now, I don't want you... I'm going to put this in your hand. I don't want you to open it. Open your eyes until I tell you.
It's not live?
I promise you this is absolutely...
It feels like it's a frog or something.
Don't open your
Sorry,
eyes.
I just got scared you had like a frog or something.
Just don't open your eyes. Okay? Keep them closed, you fuck. I can see your eyes moving.
Jack, Edward Archer, they're closed. I just thought you'd have like a live frog or something.
No. I ate that before. It was going to be
like
a frog.
Or like a goldfish. Or, no, that would be RSPCA.
Correct.
Oh, whatever that's... RSCPA?
You're okay.
Sorry.
So this has kind of changed a little bit because I've just been recently burnt by you two. But this was going to be for you because Willie and I had a really good bond going. We would absolutely burn you if you could open your eyes. It's a first aid kit for all the tremendous burns I was planning to do with Willie over the next few years of the podcast. So you could bandage yourself up with every single burn. Now, because he's been a traitor this episode,
perfect.
Seems like it's quite relevant to me as well.
This is actually quite... I actually need one of these in my house.
Well, this goes on the set.
It's got to stay here. Would you like me to clean your ears?
No, thank you.
Come over here.
No, no, no. Do you know what weird
Willie, you need your buds, your ears cleaned?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Do you know the weird thing with those things? Every time I do my left ear, it makes me cough.
You need to go to the doctor. You know...
With a earbud.
Yeah, every time I do my ears, actually, I cough.
Oh, dude, like, my right's fine. The left, I cough every time.
I'm gonna take these because I got blisters. I'm gonna ask a question here.
Do you like what I've done here?
I love it. Thank you for this, for Trinket Tuesday.
It's a burn kit.
Well, it's okay today because I haven't been burnt.
You haven't.
It could still come.
It will come.
Now, question: when was the last time either of you went to the doctor?
Fuck knows.
Like, probably about 10 years ago.
Actually.
Yeah, I don't really get sick.
You haven't been to the doctor in 10 years. How long you reckon?
Shit.
It's probably not 10 years, but I can't remember.
No, it wouldn't be 10. It might be fucking year.
What is with you blokes? Something happened to 10-day date, and I said, we've got, like, go to the doctor. And he goes, nah. And I go, do you even have a doctor? He was like,
oh. I don't have a doctor.
And I said, when was the last time you went to the doctor? He was like, I don't know, maybe 17, 18. You're 30. You went to the doctor in 12 years?
My doctor is still Dr. Allen in Walker.
What? I go to my doctor like once every 2 weeks.
I know, buddy.
Does it count with the COVID
afloat.
Things?
I know you do.
Does that count? Going to get your COVID schnozzy?
No, no, not that. To go to the actual doctor.
I can't remember the last time I was at the
doctor. That's disgraceful.
I actually don't know what I did.
You would have had to have gone to the doctor. You've got all these broken bones and stuff.
I haven't had a broken bone for a while.
Now,
what about when you had that the tumour cut out?
Jesus Christ.
I've got...
When you had the tumour cut out.
Oh, I had about fucking 10 of the cunts cut out. That was, mate, that was 2018.
That was you and Chapo, right? Chapo.
Yeah, we had, we call each other Snack because it was Cisneck and none of them.
You guys were working benign to five?
Then we were working benign to five, trying hard to not die from these lumps in both our necks. That's what I've got. Yeah, you got brain ones, which explains a whole heap, doesn't it?
Oh, Jack.
Why? It just makes you look
You really can't pretty. Make jokes pretty about... Smart. Guess so. Don't let the Queensland Bandits see this. I got my leg right up. Jarch is putting plasters on my back.
We've got the wide shot, so it's getting everything.
Jarch is putting plasters on my
it's getting everything.
Blisters.
Safety.
Thanks so much. Now, tell me about...
Put that on the set.
What?
The burn kit.
So sorry.
Place it on the set next to Kevin.
Now that we've had Trinket Tuesday, which was probably a little bit underwhelming.
Fuck off!
Compared to mine. Fuck off!
Wait, what was yours again?
The delicious jelly beans.
Oh, yeah, great. Something that was just fucking...
Spicy.
Disposable, gone, not there forever, doesn't involve the set.
I'll bring them back and put them up there.
Mine was relevant to the podcast. Mine was a bit of fun. It was a bit fancy. And mine, practical. Anything goes wrong in this fucking place, we got a first aid kit.
Mine was also relevant because someone's a little bitch and doesn't like spice. I'm a philanthropist.
Please continue.
I was going to say, how was your weekend? What did you do? You went back to the farms.
Mate, I was back there. It was good.
Shearing sheep, rousing.
What else do you reckon I did?
Fucking kicking some belly bake snakes.
Yeah, some belly black snakes. You've never quite been able to get that one, have you? Red belly black snake.
Red belly black snake.
It was known as the gully balala.
Red belly black snake.
Red belly black snake. You know, what I did is I trained. Took it pretty easy.
Any whiskey?
Little bit of whiskey, but nothing serious.
What's nothing serious to you,
mate? When I was watching the Chooks absolutely fucking monster the South, I had a couple of whiskeys and we had pizza for dinner, but I didn't get drunk.
So three?
Three whiskeys. It was good. A gentleman's ten. But who's counting these days, kid? No, it was actually really nice. Did you see I bought a new clay pigeon thrower?
We really need to.
If you say one more time, Louisa, I've got to come to the farm.
I must.
You must. Yes, you must.
Well, when?
Come this weekend. Oh, you can't, Teddy.
Tinder dates here.
Fuck, we'll figure it out. But it was a lot of fun. So we just shot some clay pigeons. We bloody, mate, took it pretty easy, which was really nice.
Well, you deserved that and it was well needed. I also got on the...
Did you?
The gun.
Oh, you did get on the guns?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Lou texted me before this podcast and she goes, hey, Judge. I'm like, hey, doll. And she's like, is it okay if I talk about that I shot a gun? And I go, I'll just figure this out when I'm in fucking person with her. So we get to the studio. I'm like, run me through that. And you're like, well, isn't that illegal? I go, no, it's not illegal to shoot a gun.
It feels it.
It would be illegal for you to own it. You're not a license. You don't have a permit. You don't have a gun license, firearms license. I do.
Yes. So you can only shoot one around someone who's got one.
I dare say so.
Well, I was pretty good. You saw me. I went pow, pow.
Yeah, you're pretty handy.
Yeah.
Did you hit the target?
Well, it was a golf ball.
Yeah. Did you hit that?
I think I hit it the first go.
Pow. You think or you know?
Well, the boys were like, yeah. So that feels like I hit it first go.
You didn't see it?
Well, I was too concentrated on the thing going pa-pomph into my shoulder.
So you weren't concentrating on the thing you were supposed to hit. You were concentrating.
No, I was concentrating on both, but then my brain also went to pa-pomph into my shoulder because it was a double gauge. Doof doof.
Stinks of a miss, doesn't it?
Well, it stinks.
It's a double
of a,
gauge, was it?
Stinks of an. I'd be good with a AK-47.
You reckon you'd be good?
Let's go to VR.
Still can't do it, kid. Still can't do it.
But yeah, I went ba-boom.
So you had a bit of fun.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, we are. There is actually nothing. I would argue. It's fucking the most fun you can have with your pants on. Sitting there, crack a tin, shoot some clays.
That's illegal.
No, a tin of Coca-Cola, you idiot. Have a soft drink, shoot some clays, enjoy yourself, freedom. The smell of gunpowder, the explosion.
That's the one that it goes out of the machine and goes pew, into the air and you go pew,
yes. So I've got a clay.
I just want to say it again.
I fucking know. You've said ba-boom 45 times.
Sorry. It's addictive. Say it. Everyone say it on three. One, two, three. Ba-boom.
Candle.
I knew.
Fuck. What were we supposed to say? What
were we supposed to say? Pathetic. I knew.
I said ba-boom.
Yeah, he said before. Did you? He's copped straight.
Yes.
For no reason.
I'm so sorry, sweet angel. I'll bring you more brownies.
I'm back to Josh's team now.
No, yes. I'll bring you more brownies.
That burn kid's going to come.
What did you say?
Candles.
You said anal.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Yes, you did.
I didn't, I promise you.
Oh.
But, Lou, I there's a question I wanted to ask you because I had I had something come up.
Was it your penis?
Finally, mummy's learning.
Ba-boom!
Finally, mummy's learning.
Sorry, who's mummy?
For clarification, your mummy.
Oh, thank
by
you.
By the way, can you think of a time, because I just thought of this the other day, and it just made me giggle as to how ridiculous it was and how it had the complete opposite effect of what I was trying to do. Can you think of a time where you've tried to be cool and it's backfired? You've actively tried to be cool and it's backfired. Mine is horrendous.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I feel like I tried to say something to a group of blokes about like a sports player or something, but I said the name completely wrong and everyone was like, that's very incorrect. But oh, it's a shit story because I can't remember who. But you get the gist. And I'd say most days.
Were you actively tried to be cool to impress someone?
Well, I think I was trying to be like, yeah, it's so-and-so. And they're like, well, that's
no, it's not. Yeah. Petro Sivono Servo. It's Petro Sivono Servo. Yep. Mine's way worse than that.
Good.
I was at a rugby camp when I was like 13 years old, just coming into myself, you know, the formative years.
All right? No
things are starting to grow. You're getting hair in places there wasn't hair before. It's a confusing time. I was 5'8", suddenly I'm 6'1", still weighed the same with acne. Not looking great. Thank you. I'm at this footy camp. I'd been horrendously bullied by the coolest guys at the camp all weekend. I fucking hated the whole camp. I wanted to go home.
And where are they now?
Hopefully brown bread.
Fuck you guys.
Fuck you.
Bullying my good mate Jack.
Yeah, I was a nerd and I probably deserved it, but guess what? It was very mean.
I'm looking down the barrel at you boys if you're watching. Why I order ba-bomb for you.
Okay. So I'm not myself. I'm not my usual cool self at this camp. Comes to the end of the camp, I'm kind of happy. I'm in a good mood because this is over. I'm going home. Daddy's coming to pick me up. I'm not daddy, by the way. My father. So they're giving out gift packs to everyone that goes to the bloody camp. It consists of a fucking water bottle. This actually kills me telling this.
I can feel it in your voice.
So I'm so down and out that I don't know why I thought this would sound cool, because number one, it was self-deprecating. Number two, it wasn't a cool thing to say.
No.
We get the bag. I'm 13 years old. We get the show bag, the gift bags. It's got like a footy tea in it, a drink bottle. Pull out the drink bottle. And I go, I see some of the cool dudes down there. I go, it's like the size of my dick. Now, when you think about that, and as soon as I said it, I wanted to have a quick word with our creator upstairs and ask him to end my tenure at this job that we call life. Because number one, because it was a miniature drink bottle, right? So number one, I've proclaimed I'm not happy about the size of it. It's still much bigger than what a penis would be. But I've also then admitted to them, seemingly, that I'm not happy with the size of my cock. I've got a small dick. So I've...
And did you look around like, oh,
yeah,
guys.
And they were just like, what the fuck? And I wanted to die.
Did you dead here?
No, he wasn't there yet. So I literally just went back up to the boarding houses where we had to stay while everyone was still on the field. And I was just like, you fucking kooked this whole weekend, man. That was one of the worst performances. And you've ended it with a real bang. It's like the size of my dick. Not good, buddy. Good stuff at all.
Terrible for you.
It was mortifying.
What were the cool kids doing to you all weekend?
So, dude, this is actually kind of fucking funny. So, I believe my mate Brett was there with me. No, or was it my mate Toby?
Toby Locke?
Yeah.
Loved
Toby. I can't remember.
Was Toby a cool kid?
Might have been Tobes.
Or were you and Toby both losers?
No, he probably infiltrated the cool kids.
But he was friends with you, the loser.
Yeah.
It was a half-half. It was a mixture.
Maybe a mixture, healthy mix of the two. Because we're all in these big dormitories. We're at a school called Farrah, which is the school my old man went to. It's an agricultural school, right? We're there, and all these cunts that went there were the Farrah boys. So it's their home turf. They're comfortable. I'm coming from Walker. I've never stayed in a dorm.
So you're the outcast.
Yeah.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
And one of my
sorry, Mr. Archer.
I am for real.
Yeah, my son just cried this whole fucking camp. He cried by the blinding lights of his lamp. Sorry, Mr. Archdale. Ooh, your son was bullied. We're laying there. It's like lights out. And me and my mate, whoever was there, was talking. And I was like, bruh, I had this bloke tell me this yarn the other day that he walked into the science lab and he called this bloke fucking a test tube. A test tube. Mm. Think about the size of a test tube, by the way. So, oh, yeah. You know, and I'm like, what? Anyway, so I'm spinning this, retelling this yarn. And I'm like, yeah, he was like, apparently he walked in. This dude was like trying to like get into it with a test tube. And I'm like, that is so, number one, dangerous. You know, it's made of glass. It's brittle. It's also
shards.
You know, they're not big. And like, why? You know what I mean? So I'm retelling this yarn. Big main bully. The big old main, cool, big, fucking tough, hot guy. You fuck test tubes. I went, what? He goes, heard you telling a yarn. Apparently you fucked a test tube. And I said, no, not me. I was telling about a guy that walked in on a bloke that did it. And he goes, test tube. Oh, boy. It was like a movie. He's like, oh, boys, fucking what a test tube. So all weekend they called me test tube.
I know what the podcast is called. Test tube.
They called me fucking test tube. And he was too big. I couldn't fight him. Something? He was with all his mates. It was
thinking
just
back to shit when you were younger, like kids are so mean, don't you reckon?
Yeah, but you need a bit of that.
Yeah, I guess so.
You need a healthy dose, not too much. That was enough. That was heavy. Because I was in such a new world. It's I didn't like know anyone.
When that guy told me to go eat another cream pie.
Who?
Fucking girl.
Name the cunt, I'll shame the cunt. Boomf. Ba-boom.
Ba-boom.
Wait, what did he? Oh, yeah. The bakery owner.
Yeah, but no, he wasn't.
Right? Didn't his dad own the bakery or something?
No, he was just a random kid from school. Go eat another cream pie. I probably didn't need another cream pie.
Are you all right? No, Lily, you can talk to me. He was probably trying to help you.
By telling me to eat another one?
Great point.
I don't think so. I think he was trying to make me a big ba-boom.
Yeah. I feel you. Yeah, it's funny, those experiences, whilst horrific.
Very humbling. Tough. Make you who you are today.
Yeah, still wish it kind of didn't happen.
Yeah, all right.
Would love to not lay in bed sometimes and think about how I said this is as big as my dick when talking about a free drink bottle at a rugby camp where I'd been the loser the whole weekend. But
it's all good, test tube. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Saw that. You might have to bung me that first aid kit. I think it's getting its first use. Give me the kit.
There's a potential of a tit slip there.
Not much
watch
potential.
Watch out for that, Willie. Just in case the Queens. Just watch out. Just in case.
Well, you're going braless.
I never wear a bra. Free the nut.
Is that the word? Have you ever been like really fucking?
Where is this going?
Like, is your worst memory of being told to eat another cream pie?
Nah, that's all I can think of. Josh is just bandaging himself up.
Well, you just burnt me.
Test tube.
This is why we're here.
Wrap it up. Like my daddy should have.
Fuck. I've said it too many times.
Too many fucking times, test tube. We've had enough testing.
Test tube.
All righty,
oh
Tubby.
Oh, my God.
Let it go, Tubby.
Mate, it's just those things where, you know when you just can't win, when it's just like, you're in such a vulnerable position that every decision you make is wrong.
And I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall. You going, looks like my dick. It's like something on like Dude, Where's My Car? Or like one of those teenage movies.
Oh, mate. It's just
so good.
It wasn't. It just wasn't my time.
Nah. But look at you now.
Yeah, what?
You're very successful on a very highbrow podcast that... watching Peeny Blinders most nights.
Right there, Linda. Right fucking there. Oh, yeah, Linda, right. Oh, I've arrived.
Oh, I'm appalled at who would listen to this podcast.
I've arrived.
Well, it's just fucking arrived, Linda, right?
Get on the hotline.
Let's play some red light, green light.
Jack, please do take the honours of red light, green light.
Well, give me the jingle, sister. Give it. I want a reggae. I want a reggae red light, green light.
Red light, green light.
They love the green, the rusters, the ganja.
That they do. Come on, Testy. I ain't got all day.
I'll fucking test you. Oi.
That's going to be.
I guarantee you, cunts will be yelling at the cunts in the street.
Test you.
Retribution, Lou.
Finally.
Oi, test tube.
Hey. This feels of another song. Test tube and Stinky Lou.
Yeah, it should almost be like a an adventure-based storytelling song about an adventure that Test Tube Boy and Stinky Lou went on.
Write that down, Willipedia.
All right. Red light, green light. Wetting your toothbrush before you brush.
Red. Bucket. Go raw. Raw dog it.
Well, probably use another term, couldn't we?
Well.
It's just disgraceful. Sorry, Willie. It's just disgraceful.
Do you know TDD said that to me? He goes, you don't wet your toothbrush either. Like, sometimes I might, sometimes I might.
Why? I've never got it. I've never understand wetting it before. What's the difference? Why?
Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. But like,
why will you?
It just out of pure brain.
Not even knowing.
Brain. I may one time.
Yeah, I've never done it, mate.
But people think it's psychopathic not to.
To not do it.
So you guys just put toothpaste on and
yeah.
then go
and then
in.
No, and then wet the toothpaste.
Yeah, brush. You wet the toothpaste.
I wet it all together.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes I just straight raw dog it.
Oh, you'll go straight raw dog, no water.
The tooth is straight in my mouth.
Yeah, that's some Jeffrey Dahmer. That's some Jeffrey Dahmer.
It's psychedelic,
stuff.
Man.
That's Ted Bundy sort of stuff.
That's what I thought you guys were talking about, and that's I was thinking you were both a bit fucking.
No, I think that wetting the toothbrush, then putting the toothpaste on. And then do they wee wet or are they just happy with the wet? I'm toothpaste on, wet it all, brush the teeth.
I mix it up. Sometimes it's wet, sometimes it's dry. I don't know.
Just depends on your mood, I suppose. I suppose it just depends on how you're feeling that day.
Just simply text your mum after this and say perhaps don't listen to this one. I think she'll be very disappointed in you, Testy.
What would be different?
This one feels... Like, we had a three-hour meeting before, which was very inappropriate. And then we sort of dragged that into this.
Yeah.
I remember that big blue thing?
Yeah. You were pretending to use it as a phallus.
No, that is...
a giant cock and you were rooting the air with it. That is exactly what you were doing. No, you're not cutting that. It's exactly what you're doing. It was a foam roller and Lou used
Jack.
It as a big peenie. As a big peenie, because peenie's the word of the month. She was just dry humping the air. And guess what? We were giggling like school children. Because it's funny to see an adult do that shit. All right? I'm sick of it. It's funny.
We literally have the maturity of 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
I like the word of the month, though. Write that down, Willie. And this one's peenie, for sure.
Peenies, for sure.
Or testy.
But it's, well...
Or Tubby.
Tubby.
Well, he put his peenie in a testy.
All right, so you're a bit of a psychopath. Man, Willie, pretty normal, righto.
Red light, green light. 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioners.
Dude, green is
fine.
Oh,
red. Grow up and put some love into that mullet.
Miss me with that shit.
Put some love into that mull.
Bro, I went down to get fucking...
You went...
Steph, it's not.
Well, it is because I'm on New Zealand time. It's technically 7:30.
Oh, Jesus Christ. PM. Are you all right?
That's bedtime for Lou.
I've been up since 2:40.
Champion, you went to sleep again.
For an hour.
I could read the text. It wasn't an hour.
It was two.
Three
it's not
and
enough,
half.
Though.
It was three
I got to
and
sleep
half.
At 12 o'clock, woke up at 2:30.
Is little Jackie okay? Is your tum-tum okay?
No, I
Do you need me to pat your little tum-tum?
Hey, sugar tits.
Is Jackie waking me?
I only talk like this when you
sook and
whinge. Jackie
Wakey needs a little tum-tum rub.
Yeah.
Come over here.
No. Oh, Cor, can I actually tell you something?
No.
Fuck
you
it.
You got an indigestion?
No. One of my most hated things is people touching my stomach.
Come here.
No, dude. It'll fucking enrage me.
Well,
dude,
look who's coming over.
Lulu, I promise you. I don't.
Don't kick me in the...
I fucking hate it.
I fucking hate it. Wait, I'll fuck you up. You want to play this? Sweating, I'm they're fucking the, test tubed up, I'm teach fucking...
Jarchi and I are having a little fight. Just children, Willie fixing up baskets, sorry. So you said there's 3-in-1 champagne.
I said, I'll just get you the 2. And she goes, don't you fucking pig. And I'm like, what? You just get both in one. I can't understand the difference.
Well, you got a shampoo your hair. Usually twice is very good for you. I learned that from Zoe Foster Blake.
Yeah.
You meant to shampoo. Or maybe that was clean. No, I'm pretty sure she said shampoo your hair twice. I'm pretty sure it was her. And then you condition it.
But
you can't do it all in one,
why
Jack.
Not?
Because that's just not how the cookie crumbles.
I don't
crumbles.
Wash my hair.
It's not how the cookie crumbles. But you should wash that.
Neither moment. Do I.
Wait, so you guys don't... Oh, Willie's bald.
There's a shock.
Wait, so you don't wash your hair with anything?
No. Nah.
That's disgusting. You're doing a lot of sweating
at the
moment.
Do you want to feel my fucking hair?
But you're doing a lot
feel
of sweating
mullet.
At the moment.
Feel this mullet. Feel it. Come feel on. How luscious it is.
It's very... Oh.
See what I mean?
It's very greasy, though.
No, it's not. You just
no,
went,
but
oh,
see, no,
oh.
It's soft, but it's greasy because you don't use shampoo and condition.
The natural oils of your head wash your hair. That's a fact, sis. Shampoo companies. The potential benefits of skipping shampoo include healthier hair and scalp that produces a balanced amount of oil, more voluminous hair. Voluminous.
Voluminous.
Voluminous. Fucking idiots. We are fucking idiots.
Better texture hair, and less need for styling products.
Less exposure to potentially irritating chemicals.
Less plastic packaging waste.
Yeah, so I'm better. I've better hair than you, and I'm better for the environment.
You don't have better hair than
me. I'm more eco-friendly.
My hair is very nice.
You have lovely hair, but you also pollute the planet for your own self-benefit. You say, I want to walk pretty today. And then you kill a dolphin. Then you kill a dolphin. I've literally seen you peg an empty shampoo bottle at an orca's head. Said, take that, you aquatic cunt.
You have lost your marbles today.
I've literally went to it. Remember we were in that?
Next red light, green light. No more gags.
Do you know?
No more jokes.
We don't want any more jokes on a comedy podcast. Remember when we were in New Zealand?
That's very rich calling it a comedy podcast.
Well, that's what Spotify calls it, so that's what we're calling it. In New Zealand, the most beautiful rivers, like those Lord of the Rings, aqua blue, like turquoise rivers. I was driving along the road in New Zealand the other day, and I just hear this maniacal laughter. I'm like, what the fuck? I wind down the window. I just hear, Lou had 2 giant bottles of 2-in-1 shampoo and was just squeezing them into the river. And I saw this, I literally saw a kiwi bird kicking shampoo out of its eyes like this. And I think it even said, please no more. Dead fish all around her. She said, fuck the environment. Look at my balayage, bitch. Double fingers up.
I'm bald.
I'm finna get this blow dried, motherfucker. As you squeeze 2 bottles of shampoo into the
I
eyes.
I put them into it.
In the eyes of a sperm whale.
I put them into a gun and just got bah, boom.
Yeah, you were just super soaking the environment. So basically, you are bad for the environment. I'm eco-friendly. Good to know.
Oh,
we have fun.
We did.
Oh, I've got to do one.
Yeah, that's how the game works. Well done.
Red light, green light, done off. We've done this one before.
Well, we probably have because we're fucking idiots.
I agree. Uh-huh. Popping other people's pimples.
We have, and green.
True. Cool. Right, should we do the hotline
Willie?
Let's do the hotline, Willie.
Just be quiet and let Willie do his job, please. Now, Willie, please go.
You are you going to do a hotline jingle? Or
hotline jingle, please, Lily.
It's hot, just a little line.
Yes. Dude, don't
Every
give up on yourself.
Every time we call.
Okay. She probably should have given up on yourself. Okay, let's go, bud.
Hey, Ken, you still haven't done the fucking final roast.
Oh,
it's March of 2024.
That's a good point.
Nice job, fuckwit. We've been waiting.
Oh, I love you.
Anyway, that's all I have to say. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Good reminding.
I love how we get like aggression and then they all go at the end. Love you guys. Bye.
It is.
It's soft roasting.
It's mildly confusing.
It is. It's gaslighting is what it is.
I like it. Hey, we've got to do that.
We do.
So let's just say a post Easter roast is coming.
Yep.
Post Easter roast 3 will happen. Remember the rules, sister. Loser has to get a tattoo.
Fuck.
That is actually the rules. That doesn't bother me so much. I've got a few of them. Lulu, clean skin. Interesting steaks.
Shit.
You better come with that.
Who came up with that?
I was part of it.
Collectively.
I didn't really think we'd get to this point, but now it feels like testy, maybe right.
Yeah, this was an early iteration of the. I think maybe we thought we'd have 4 episodes left in us.
I think this is our last ep.
You done?
I think I'm done.
Lou's knocking off. Okie dokie. Cool. Yeah, coming.
For
4:27
a.m. on Wednesday, the 20th of March, and I'm listening to the Lolly Gobble fucking whatever it is, fucking new one. Lolly Gobble, please, bro. Jack says there's 3 months left on this fucking podcast. Well, you know what? If you're having that fucking attitude, I'm fucking done now. You can get fucked. Fuck you, Jack. And fuck you, Stinky Lou.
Oh, my
God. Go and fuck yourself.
Oh, my dear, I do.
Well, I've got one thing to say about that.
Hit it.
Off speakerphone, 45 seconds, phone up to your fucking ear.
Whereas I thought you sounded beautiful, mate, so.
Sounded like he was recording from an orca's mouth.
Yeah, well, probably because full of fucking shampoo, knowing you. And conditioner, 2-in-1, 3-in-1. What's the third thing? What's the third thing if it's shampoo, conditioner and what?
Serum.
And body wash?
Turtle tears.
Serum.
Serum.
No, I don't know. I just made that up in my head.
Syrup.
Yeah, wouldn't Serum. It be shampoo, conditioner and body wash?
Surely, yeah. 3-in-1.
3-in-1.
Hey, mate, sorry that we made a brief joke about ending the podcast.
This is not going anywhere.
You don't need to leave. We were just gamming.
We're building houses in the farms and we're having a tunnel underneath and then we go up to the top.
So we're fine. Everything's
where our
fine.
Studios are.
It's fine.
Where will we have the farm?
Tamworth. It's beautiful. Our flight to Sydney. Good house pricing.
I'd prefer to be closer to Sydney.
Okay. South Tamworth.
Like Beery, Barrel, Mossvale area.
Okay. Well, it just depends on how this.
After the cop.
Roses are red. Lou and TD tried to watch Django. They only got through a bit because then they went bango. Love you guys.
Well done. That's good stuff.
Roses are red. I tried to watch Django. My dad paused it and said, "You've got a head like a half-sucked mango." Self-deprecating.
Yeah.
So you happy with that?
Same as test tube.
Ah, oh, fuck.
On to the next, Willie, before we get down another Roses of Red tunnel, please. No, Jack. Jasper.
Jarchies, Stu, how are we, you little senoritas? Stu. Just got an idea from my dad, whose name is actually Stu, and he's in a little band, and he loves replacing the word you in songs with Stew. For example, he'll be like, "What I like about Stew? You hold me tight."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm not creative like you, Judge, so I think this is a little segue for you to make a little jingle, please.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to hear it. Love yous. Hooroo.
Okay. That's your homework for Friday's episode.
Stew, no, save it. So beautiful.
Save it.
To me.
I want a compilation for Friday's episode. Write it down. Of Stew songs.
Stew songs.
Yes, please.
Strongs.
Strongs.
So, hold on. So, Stew song compilation.
You replace the word you with yep. Stew.
Okay.
So that you don't forget because you're an idiot.
Wasn't he in a band called Stew too?
I love that Neo song about me. Me and Stew.
It took a while, but I'm happy with it.
Oh, it was pausing for effect. Okay, one more, Willie.
Hey, fuckwit. Just looking at Jarchi's story the other day, and he's got a fucking bracelet on. Green wrist. What's the go, mate? Take the shit off. It looks like a fucking infection. Like fucking mossy green shit.
Okay.
Mummy doesn't like it. I'm mummy, by the way. Bye, cunts.
Yeah. We get a lot of comments on that. Why do you wear it?
Listen, a lot of people fucking comment on this. A lot of people, a lot of y'all don't get it. This is a copper bracelet. It is an old wives' tale, an old bushy wives' tale, that this not only helps with circulation, but is a preventative for arthritis. Seeing as I've had fucking four surgeries on this hand, I like wearing this because maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. I also think they look cool. The green is just part of it because it's copper and it reacts, the copper reacts with your skin, so you get a bit of green. I mean, fuck me dead. It isn't the biggest fucking deal.
Cry me a river.
Exactly right. Cry me a river.
No, it says here, yeah, improved cardiovascular function, improved neuron signaling.
It looks hideous, Josh.
Better immune system function, higher bone mineral density, increased collagen production, reduction in free radical production.
See that, bro?
It looks ugly.
No, well, to you it does.
You got it from the $2 shop. Bro. Where'd you get that? The toilet store?
You're wearing double white denim. What are you, a Backstreet Boy in 1991?
Yep.
Miss me with that shit.
Hey, Jachi's wearing some new pants. And guess what? Woohoo! They got a little flare to them. Kid's got some flares on. He's got some boot cut jeans.
You look like the couch. You look like... You know what you look like? Do you know what you look like?
No.
You look like a family. So let's just say cashed up. You're a cashed up Bogan family and you're going to go and take a big family photo together down by the pier.
All in white.
All white.
Lift your armpits up.
I've been sweating. It's hot.
Lift them up.
That doesn't embarrass me.
Wouldn't be wearing that t-shirt if I was you, kid.
Spread them.
And on that note, thank you so much for listening. That'll do us.
We'll do it next one.
We've had to focus for 4 hours. That's it. We're done. And goodbye.
Hey, love you, bedwetters. Keep on pissing. Hooroo.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.